So in research design course, whether it's R941 or somebody else's ANOVA course, you emphasize experimental control. Control produced by the actions of the researcher, randomizing, balancing, holding constant, IV manipulation are the most common forms of procedural or experimental control. Another important form of control is statistical control, produced by applying the proper statistical analysis, usually used as an attempted substitute for holding constant. Holding constant is one of the ways that we control things because a constant cannot be a confounding variable. It's that simple. A constant cannot be a confounding variable. So whenever you're looking at statistical control, whether it's parts, partials, semi-parts, semi-partials, multiple this, multiple that, or just the control that's inherent in multiple regression, make sure that you're looking for the holding constant part. Make sure that you recognize what hold constant means and think about how much sense it does or doesn't make external from an external validity perspective. Statistical control is generally considered inferior to experimental control and often involves assumptions or changes in the research question that are iffy. Experimental control is what's the relationship between the IV and the DV when we've controlled for everything else. That's not quite what the statistical control question is. But the results from statistical control are often the first step towards an investment in acquiring experimental control over potential confounding variables. You run a simple model in a non-experimental setting, you get a simple answer that's likely to be non-representative. You show that when we start controlling for certain variables, we start to get an answer that looks interesting and looks meaningful. And that can often be parlayed into the money to run the study better the next time with more procedural controls, more experimental controls. So sometimes statistical control is all we got. Sometimes it allows us to set up for what's coming that's better. Originally, linear regression was developed for use with agricultural data collected as part of true experiments. The IV was usually some quantitative manipulation, such as amount of fertilizer, water, or seed, and the DV was some assessment of yield. This was a manipulated IV, and so the value of the predictor was known with great precision. There's no real error. I know what kind and how much seed I put down. I know what kind and how much fertilizer I put down. Not a lot of self-report here. You don't go out to the field and say, so, how much crap did you pick up this spring? Okay? We gave it a specific amount of manipulated crap. This was a true experiment, so causal interpretations were made of the IV-DV relationship, so much of the IV could be counted on to produce so much of the DV. Regular regression with a quantitative independent variable that's manipulated with great precision. In behavioral research, linear correlation and regression are most often applied to natural groups designs, sometimes called correlational designs, but you know, be careful to separate the data source from the data analysis. A measured IV is used, so the value of the predictor is known with more or less precision. There is usually not a true experiment, so causal interpretations are not made of the IV-DV relationship. We talk about prediction. Linear prediction is still dependent upon a linear relationship. If two things aren't linearly related, a linear model can't be used to predict one from the other. So there's two big differences between the experimental and the non-experimental uses of regression. One, the precision of the IV values, and the design and the causal interpretability. And each of these are going to show up as part of what we try to wrest back with statistical control.